I took my girlfriend's dog for a walk in the woods this week, right? Mm. I had a fly come near my eye. I batted it away and I thought, oh, okay, nothing of it. 20 minutes later, I couldn't open my eyeball.
Stuck it all in your
puffed
eye.
Up. No, it all puffed up.
Was it
up.
Stuck in your eye?
No, there was a fly in my eye, but my eyeball was like a rugby ball.
Why?
Honestly, because it's left me bruised. Look at my
did
eye.
Did he bite? Did
look
he bite at... your eyeball?
Well, no, I don't think he did, but still, it left me.
There's nothing
looking...
on your eyeball
no,
right
of course
now.
There is.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now, time, whatever time it is right now, here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we dote on Disney. We're discussing all things Disney, from our favourite Disney films to our experiences at Disney World. We're talking about my conspiracy theory about Disney and Lucy's love of all things Mickey.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 35. And unlike Walt Disney, we're not worth $35 billion or whatever Disney's worth. Probably
is
worth.
Is he still alive? I don't think he's alive anymore, is he?
I can confirm.
So he's not technically not worth anything.
Well, okay, well, technically not, no. But I can confirm, Lucy, just for those listening right now and a bit confused, Walt Disney is dead and has been dead for a very long time.
There you go.
This is Luke and Lucy FM, where we discuss a different episode each week. Last week, we discussed friendships. The week before, we discussed the Great British Bake Off. So it's not about Disney every week. There is podcasts out there, though, Lucy, that do talk about Disney every week.
Do they?
I think there's a daily Disney podcast,
there
you know.
There must be some hardcore Disney fans.
Very hardcore. Hardcore, more hardcore than you and I can ever possibly want to be.
About Disney.
Hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that have you just slurped?
I'm just having a drink of my hot chocolate.
Oh, wow, that's exactly what people want to hear, well, slurping the hot chocolate.
You can't hear it.
I heard it in my ears,
well,
so that
I
means
didn't
somebody
hear it
listening
mine.
There is going to hear it. Brill. I'll start that again. My name's Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is I despise Lucy and I. A true fact about me is this week, Lucy.
So rude.
I attended my first ever real good beer festival.
Oh yeah, did you enjoy it?
Ran out
did
of
you
beer.
Have a nice bit? Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. What did you drink then?
Oh, well, I wanted cider. Ran out of cider as well, so I was on Prosecco at a beer festival.
Well, to be fair, I would have loved that. Where was my invite?
I've had enough of you. I spent so much time with you that drinking with
on
you
Saturdays.
As well.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's
so
it.
4 hours on Saturdays, you're dumb.
Trust me, it's enough for anyone. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
A true fact about me would be I drink at least 1 to 2 hot chocolates a day.
Are you
per day?
Well, that's actually the most accurate fact I think you've ever given on
I
Luke
think
and Lucy
it is
FM because
yeah, right
literally, as we're recording this episode, you've just taken a slurp of hot chocolate, which
uh-huh.
you've got in front of you.
Uh huh. Yeah? I feel lost if I don't have it.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's like heroin to me.
Why?
Kind
similar
of.
Similar effects.
Yeah.
Are you hooked?
I'd say so.
Get withdrawals if you don't have it?
I think it's sugar. Like,
really?
I think sugar's a drug, yeah.
Well, we might do an episode in the future about sugar, I think.
We should
get
do.
Get some sugar expert on the... Oh, we will. We'll pencil it in.
Get a sugar expert on.
If you want to check
who
out...
Who would be a sugar expert?
Anybody who's obese. If you want to check out previous episodes of Luke and Lucy FM, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. And thanks so much to everybody who's left iTunes reviews. Hello to Chris as well, who just recently left one on iTunes. Please, please do leave us a review, even if you hate us. Just leave us a review.
I hope you don't hate us, though.
Yeah.
If you hate us, don't give us hate.
Give us 5 stars,
review.
But hate us. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Just quietly hate us.
This episode is about Disney. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this episode, Lucy, is because this week I watched Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Ah, the original.
The original. Well, what's not the original?
This, I'm sure there's like been remakes and stuff. Or
I think
was
you're
that
thinking
Sleeping
of a porn.
Beauty or something?
Think
no.
You're thinking of Snow White.
I'm sure. No, it was Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, but that wasn't Snow White though, was it? It was kind of a reimagining.
It was but it was so good.
Was it?
And Chris, what's his face on? Oh,
what
my
about
God.
Christian Stewart?
Oh, I don't know which one. Oh no, I don't like it.
Yeah.
The one from Twilight.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. Well, not my cup of tea.
We're talking about the original Disney films. You know, the classics that
Cinderella. Cinderella.
Exactly. And when you grew up as a kid, you kind of watch those and Snow White. And then when you, you know, you've got the Jungle Book. I think my first...
Jungle Book!
What was the first ever Disney film you watched?
Oh, it's got to be Cinderella.
Yeah?
Yeah. When you Cinderella and the Jungle Book, 1,000,000%.
When you was watching it as a kid, Lucy, did you think to yourself, I want to be Cinderella?
Yeah, totally. I wanted to, well, not be, I didn't want the rags, the like, be a slave, but it would have been great to find my little Prince Charming.
And actually...
And he'll bring back a shoe to me.
Lucy's looking for both.
Live happily ever after.
Both the shoe and Prince Charming. if you want to join us...
If you want to buy me some shoes.
Just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We'll give you Lucy's home address. And if you're a single man who has two eyes and doesn't look like an ogre, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM and Lucy will get in touch.
You got to have watched Bambi, though, right?
Yes, I have watched Bambi.
I hope you cried at that film.
I haven't cried at any film ever.
Oh, come on. When you was a child, you was a baby.
No,
you've got
but
to cry at that
film. Do you not
film.
Think Bambi, though, was a bit too much for kids? It was really...
It was too sad,
sad. It was very intense. You know, I've actually got a true fact about this, Lucy, and this is actually true about the films, right? Okay. Early Disney films... was actually mother-free zones. Jungle Book.
What do you mean mother-free zones?
Didn't have any mother female characters
at
large. Mother.
Jungle Book,
no mum. Pinocchio, no mum. And Bambi, no mum.
The mum died. What happened to Mowgli's mum?
Mowgli, well, we never hear about Mowgli's family.
Oh,
if you know where Mowgli's mum is, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Please tweet us.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. How are you doing? What have you done? Are you in touch with Mowgli?
Have you reunited with your son? Yeah,
exactly. He's probably 90 now and you'll be dead. But yeah, and so, you know, do you not think it's interesting that they didn't feature any mother characters?
There's a new Jungle Book film out there, isn't there?
We're going to get onto that in a bit about the whole live action element to the Jungle Book and kind of, you know, the sort of things that we're going to be doing. Yeah, you're ruining Luke and Lucy FM, but you've ruined it for 35 episodes. You know, Lucy, did you know as well, right? So when you're watching the original cartoons, the very early 1940s, 1950s, 1960s cartoons, Walt Disney, the animated films, Walt Disney would pencil in the background other characters very subtly on the credits. So like you can see on the Snow White opener, very faded in the background, Mickey Mouse.
Really?
True fact, yeah.
I've not noticed that. I've not watched a Disney film in a while, though. I want to watch another.
Do you feel as though you grow out of Disney films? Because I actually think they're timeless.
No, I don't think so, yeah.
And they were short.
I could watch one right now.
Yeah, well, instead of listening to this, cancel this episode.
Put a Disney film on, get a box of tissues and popcorn and love life.
Yeah, straight after this episode, though. Don't turn us off.
You only need tissues if you're watching Bambi.
Yeah. And you know what, though, Lucy? Do you not think as a kid... You know, your parents put you in front of the Disney films. Did you feel as though that was the favourite thing to do? Because I have such memories of doing that when I was a child. What was probably one of the best films you thought? I know you said Cinderella, but is there anything else that you kind of thought to yourself as a kid you couldn't stop talking about it and thinking about it?
Jungle Book was definitely my favourite.
Jungle Book for me. Shere Khan was terrifying.
Oh my God, he was so scary.
He really, really was.
Oh my God, the Lion King.
And I think
that's
as well,
up there.
That moment where he holds Simba up, the monkey.
Simba.
Rafiki or whatever he's called.
Oh.
Have you ever held a baby or a dog up like that? You know,
where
he holds
my little nephew.
Well, so you've held up your little nephew like he was Simba on Pride Rock.
Oh, yeah.
What a lucky little nephew. Did you drop him? I need to do that with my dog, Louie. I literally knew he dropped him. Doesn't love you so much after that.
Have you did it with Louie?
Yeah, I knew he dropped him. Yeah. He's put a bit of weight on.
And, poor dog.
For me, that is Disney, isn't it? That when you think of Disney,
you think of Simba.
But
Scar, oh my God, Scar!
Let's keep it clean. We don't want to explicit it later. I mean, when you think of Disney, do you really think of Mickey Mouse? Because I haven't watched that much of Mickey Mouse.
I don't. To be fair, but I know that's Disney, obviously.
Oh well, yeah, obviously, and obviously Mickey Mouse is the original thing of Disney.
Uh-huh.
Walt Disney created
and
Mickey
Minnie.
Mouse, Steamboat Willie, and all that sort of
stuff.
I do
think of Mickey Mouse when I think of Disney World.
But you don't watch many cartoons because I don't think.
No.
I mean, yeah, this is my slightly.
I don't think I've ever watched a single Mickey cartoon.
Fantasia? Have you watched Fantasia?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
You've not watched Fantasia?
Mm-mm.
It's a bit weird, I'm going to be perfectly honest.
What is it?
Fantasia, it's just about Mickey as a sorcerer.
Oh, is that a new one?
No, Fantasia was like in 2000 they brought that out.
Well, newish.
Like 16 years
ago.
I'm sure
Walt was dead by then.
Oh, yes, I think he was dead by then.
I don't think anyone can beat Walt.
Have you seen Wall-E?
What?
Wall-E, the Disney Pixar film, the animated film
with the
robot. Did you know that Wall-E actually...
I've not watched any of the new ones. So, it's all about the old ones. ones.
So for you, it's about the cartoon, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, no, for me, it's like Cinderella and Jungle Book.
It's not.
I've no time for these other ones.
You've no time for the actual animated, the 3D graphic animated
ones.
Yeah,
no time for that.
Did you know, Lucy, that WALL-E stands for, wait for it, Walter Eliza Disney. That's what WALL-E stands for. That's good, right?
Cute, yeah.
That's really good. Now,
cute.
When you think of Disney, and I suppose these days, if you say to a kid Disney, they're going to think of one film.
Probably Frozen.
Frozen, which is actually the highest grossing Disney film
ever.
Highest grossing animated Disney film ever, yes. It grossed
still
how
no
much?
Cinderella.
How much globally did Frozen gross?
Probably billions.
1.2 billion.
Wow.
Before Frozen came along,
I
what was the...
I wish I came up with that.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know...
Or had chairs
just
in it.
Or shows in Disney, exactly, yeah. What was before Frozen, what was the highest grossing animated Disney film?
Lion
before
King.
Frozen? No. Toy Story 3 coming in at 1,066
million.
Yeah, I
did like Toy Story.
It was
you
good,
just can't
right?
beat the originals, though, I don't think.
But can you remaster the originals and turn them into live action like they've been doing?
I think that Snow White, the one...
Huntsman.
I
don't know if that was a retelling of Snow White, though. That was a completely different story, wasn't it? Really?
Kind of.
Where was it? Like Kristen Stewart's feet. Red dress?
Red dress.
I'm thinking Little Red Riding Hood. Forget that.
Is that you? Yeah, that is a Disney film, isn't it?
I think so.
I don't even know whether it is. It might not even be.
I think I'm just thinking of any kids' tales now. You know the live action.
Still hated her.
Jungle Book. Have you seen the live action version
of
Jungle Book?
No, you mean like at the theatre?
Yeah,
no.
Not the theatre, the cinema.
Theatre?
Yeah.
Oh, someone doesn't go to the theatre.
Yeah, please don't have me for a minute that you go to any theatre shows.
I have been to theatre shows. I'm a very good theatre connoisseur.
Brilliant. Have you seen The Lion King in theatre?
No, I really want to go and watch that though.
That's
in the
supposed
theater.
To be amazing, yeah. But if you think about the live action film, live action of The Jungle Book, that is amazing. Bit odd with the singing in it though, because it's people singing and these animated characters singing rather than the cartoons and the songs in the cartoons.
It's just not the same, is it?
And much, much better. But I think, and at Disney, you know, they've got all this money now, way more advancements. I actually think though, you cannot beat the originals. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty.
Oh no, don't sing because we'll have to pay for
Beast.
The last. Oh wow, you should voice over the new one, Lucy. What a wonderful sonnet you've just put in there.
I think so.
Angela Lansbury's Tale as Old as Time.
Mrs. Teapot.
Potts, yeah.
The Candlestick.
How do you think? Obviously. In the coming months, we're going to see the live-action version of Disney's Beauty and the Beast with...
Are we really?
Obviously, Emma Watson as Belle.
Like Emma Watson. She'll be good at that.
But do you think they're not going to get the songs anywhere near as good, are they? We're going to have absolutely nothing like the sort of levels that we've seen in the animated
films. Are they not doing the same songs
I'm sure they will, but I just don't think they're going to be able to pull it off.
We'll see. We shall see.
Have you ever been to Walt Disney World?
Yes, I have, in Florida. Best time of my life. So far,
I think every person who's ever been to Disney World, Florida, says those exact words. They're in the best time of their life.
Yeah, unless you've got kids or something, and maybe when you gave birth to them, that was the best time of their life.
Oh, well, I thought you meant because you went with the kids. Not because it wasn't the best time of your life. Then that's the thing. You know what though? When I went with my girlfriend 2 years ago, right, and we went, and I thought this holiday is exhausting. It is absolutely draining.
It is,
Lucy. But to walk around Epcot, you might as well walk around the entire world because
so
it's
good.
Huge and it's massive and it's so tiring because of the heat and you're walking. I couldn't do that with two kids. I don't know if families do it. Honestly, I don't know if families do it. And I wouldn't take a child to Disney World, Florida unless they can appreciate the cost.
Appreciate the cost. So you want your child to pay their own way. Your
I'm fine with paying, unfortunately, for a 5-year-old kid. But, and this is the big but, right? I have not taken that child until that child can thank me daily for taking them
daily.
To Disney World, Florida. Yes, that's exactly
that
what
that is definitely not going to happen.
Why was it one of the best times of your life when you went to Disney
it
World, Florida?
It was just awesome. I had so much fun meeting Minnie and Mickey and Goofy and Belle. It was like the highlight of my life.
Some true facts about the people in costumes. Did you know that Walt Disney, when it originally opened Disney World, Florida, they weren't pleased that the fact the characters had to walk across all the other lands? It looked a bit odd. All the other theme areas. So it looks a bit odd to have Minnie Mouse walking through, for example, when they were doing a Halloween stuff. And you know, you have Cinderella walking through, Epcot and stuff like that. So they decided to build, when they were building it, an underground tunnel. And that's where the characters go. And it's on a slide. that slight gradient Disney World Florida.
What do you mean gradient?
In other words, it's slightly raised up, so the tunnel's underneath and that's how they get out.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting fact.
It is interesting. And also, did you know that the characters at Disney World can't say no? They're not allowed to say no.
Seriously?
Yeah, so if you're a child...
So if you ask them...
I want £1 million.
Then they can't say no.
Apparently they can't say no. They can't point. It's considered rude.
Yeah, but they probably
rude.
Say, I am unable to do that for you. They're just rephrasing.
I don't think Goofy'd use the exact words, I'm unable to provide you with that amount of money. And also, they're not allowed to sit down.
Ever.
Ever. In character.
Are they not?
To sit down. No. Because who wants to see a Disney character sat down?
Well, if I'm sat with them, I don't mind. You can come and have some food with me.
If you're sat on a bench, you can have some pizza and some chips with piglets.
I'd love that.
I know, I went up to one of the characters when I was at Disney World, and it was Cinderella. Went up to the castle because she was near her castle, and I said, what's upstairs? And because it was all like shut off and you couldn't really go up there, I said, what's upstairs? Oh, that's where all the other princesses get changed. No, I was like, come
Great accent, Luke.
Come on, love. What's really upstairs? And she was like, that's our magic changing room. It was a storage room. Why don't you just say it was a storage room?
There.
Yeah, but even so, Lucy, just tell me. I don't care. That's not where the magical princesses go to dine, is it?
It is magic land in there.
Do you really buy even... What age did you go to Disney World, Florida?
I was 14.
Okay, so at 14, you know, you're coming into, you know, puberty. You're coming
it
into...
It was a good age to go, because I was still young. Still, like, had the innocence of childhood. However, I wasn't young enough to forget it.
And like... At 14, did you really buy into it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Like the moments loved and it. The happiness.
And they have the best pools there as well, like wave pools and things like that.
Oh, you want about Blizzard Beach and all that?
Yeah. Oh, love it. I really want to go back.
I'm making it sad. That's the thing, though.
You are making me sad.
I feel as though Disney World is as much for adults as it is for children.
Yeah.
There's so many other rides there. There's so many things the kids can do, but there's a lot for the adults as well.
That's true.
However.
What?
I feel as though that the staff take it a bit too seriously. So I went with my girlfriend, as I said, and she really wanted to see a Piglet character. Now, we saw Winnie the Pooh, we saw Tigger, but we didn't see Piglet. And I was wondering where Piglet was. So I asked a member of Disney World staff, was Piglet? Her exact words, oh, Piglet's in hiding and he'll only come out at Halloween.
Aww, Piglet!
I then replied,
maybe it's the hermit.
So is there not a man dressed as Piglet anywhere? She replied, a man? Piglet's Piglet. I'm sorry, but I cannot.
You never know, it might be a real pig.
I'm a grown, stuffed inside a Piglet costume.
Yeah, but they might just bring out a real pig and say it's Piglet.
And she said this with such happiness and joy, as though Piglet really is Piglet. And I thought, you've been brainwashed.
Yeah,
that's what this is. You've been told by the Disney Corporation that you're brainwashed. And then at that point, Lucy, I thought, if you dig underneath the ears of Mickey Mouse, you stick one of those swabs right down into his ears and pull out all that crap.
Because I would do that.
That there, Lucy, is ultimately what you're getting with Disney. You're getting a whole lot of fluff, but ultimately underneath, they potentially might not be the nicest corporation.
Oh, don't say that.
I think there's an evil side.
Oh, my goodness. What, you think they're the devil? Walt Disney was the devil.
Well, maybe they own the rights to that. I'm not sure. But I think also, you know, it's not all happiness, sweetness and like. I saw a cleaner, right? There was a guy and he was cleaning up rubbish. So I went over to him and I was like, oh, how do you do this with this heat? And he was like...
You've been interviewing everyone at Disney, haven't you?
I was checking the staff morale that was at an all-time high. And I can safely say this cleaner... Pretty much, it was as though he'd won the lottery and was grateful to be cleaning up at Disney World.
Who wouldn't love to clean up at Disney World?
Okay, I'm going to send you on
a
flight.
I bet you get free passes to Disney every single day.
But you'd be so sick of Disney. Why? Because when the kids are dropped, 72,000 phones are phoned a year at Disney.
Seriously?
So, yeah, because people are just dropping them left, right and centre.
Left, right and centre.
Where do these phones go? Disney probably churn them into some sort of toy that they
probably
then pump out.
Probably exchange them at Apple and...
They probably trade them in and get 20
get
quid.
More money, yeah. Well, everyone goes there, though, don't they, for different reasons. Obviously, a lot of children go there. There is a story, however, how somebody went there. Someone reported a weird, like, dust kind of sandy thing on one of the rides at Disney.
Okay.
Guess what it was?
Dusty sand?
Dusty sand.
Well, there's no sand anywhere near any of the parks, though, is there?
Well, someone decided to spread their loved one's ashes all over that ride. Yep, the ride had to be closed down, cleaned, cost a fortune, I really don't think Ashes at Disney World is a good place.
I mean, I don't
to
even
be
think
scattered.
I don't even think Walt Disney's ashes are at Disney World, are they?
I don't know.
He has a big bronze statue. Maybe his ashes are locked inside of that.
Yeah, like in a safe or something, or a time capsule.
Would you get married at Disney World?
I wouldn't say no.
So, because I saw a couple when I was
married.
And they had the Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse ears, you know, the bride and groom ears.
Oh, that's cute.
And they were wearing like t-shirts that resemble kind of like wedding outfits.
Aww.
Like a bow tie t-shirt. She was wearing like a wedding dress t-shirt, and then they were getting married at Disney
Aww.
World.
Well, mate, there was
Tacky.
Someone, it's not someone who I know, but someone who I know who know that they know, basically.
So you have no idea who they are.
I don't know who they are. I've just heard the story. So they went to Disney World. This guy took his girlfriend to Disney World. You know, they have like shows there, like
whale shows,
things like that. So they were watching one of these, and then it had finished and they hung around, and then like one of the Disney characters, I don't know who it would be, Ken or something, if it was Barbie and Ken.
Ken's not a Disney character.
Well, you know what I mean. Prince Charming went up to them and was like, we've got something. I can't remember what they said, like something. We've got a special package for you. Like, you've got to come this way. So anyway, they both got up and followed like Belle and Cinderella or whatever right down this corridor. And then he proposed to his girlfriend.
In front of two strangers dressed as Belle and Cinderella.
In front of the two strangers dressed as Belle and
That's an
Cinderella.
Awful story.
Well, I think it's nice. Would you not propose to Phoebe there?
No. No, she wants to be proposed to at Disney World. In fact, she said under no circumstances.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, but okay, here's how you would do it. I'll tell you what happened. Have you seen the firework displays when you're at Disney World and they go over the castle at night? They do an electric kind of parade and then they do fireworks behind the castle,
yeah.
Right? Now, bearing in mind, that fireworks, I don't know how they do them every night, and I don't know how much millions they're literally blowing of people's money in fireworks, but they've got money to literally throw up into the sky and explode. And it's a wonderful show, and they project lots of different characters onto the castle and the lights, and it's really cool.
You're making me really miss Disney.
When we were there, a man and a wife got married, got proposed to, he got down on one knee during the fireworks, and everyone started clapping around him. You know, during one of the parades, I stood up, because obviously my eyesight's not great. I stood up to see the parade. I heard from behind me, "Sit down." About 3,000 people behind me all sat down. So it turns out you're not supposed to stand up during Disney parades. So that's
well done, Luke.
That's what you got to bear in mind.
Well done.
You know, one of the moments that made my girlfriend held it together, I think, when we went to Disney World.
She held it together.
In other words, she didn't cry at any point because of happiness.
Why would she cry?
Of happiness, sheer joy.
Would you seriously cry at Disney World? Please tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM if you've ever cried at Disney World out of sheer happiness.
Or sheer absolute mind numbing pain for the It's a Small World ride.
What? Oh, I don't think I went on that.
It's a Small World. It's hell. It's literally hell in a ride.
What is it?
It's just you go around looking at little like clockwork things and you hear
for
that
about
on loop and you can't get off. You're trapped unless you try. I tried to drown myself in the water and I wasn't allowed.
Oh, that's a shame.
And you
shame.
There's a moment on the firework display where they're projecting images onto the castle that Mickey Mouse pops up and the voice of Walt Disney voices over.
It's quite scary.
Well, he voices over and he says, "Remember, it was all started via Mouse."
Aww.
Yeah, and she cried at that moment.
Phoebe cried?
Yeah, at that moment. She'll not appreciate me saying that. But you know, well, because ultimately this $1 billion franchise was started by a mouse.
By a mouse?
And a guy. And now it's run by corporate greedy executives.
Yeah, that's true.
Who churn out that.
Churn out Frozen.
How many Mickey Mouse ears have been sold globally since they started selling them?
Millions.
How many, roughly? 250
million.
Okay, that's slightly less. It's 78 million mouse ears.
I was close.
78 million mouse ears.
Yeah, because I buy little mouse earrings. When I was there, I got little Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse earrings.
Let me guess, exclusive
like
to Disney World Parks.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can have another extra $40 onto it.
Have you been to Disney World Paris?
I've not been to
Disneyland Paris.
I've been to Disneyland Paris, yeah, but not for a very long time.
I know, I've not been. I want to know how different it is.
It's like the Aldi version.
Aww.
Do you not think, or do you think it's nowhere near as good?
So I don't know.
It isn't. I don't think it's anywhere near as good. If you have been, do tweet us at
Luke and Lucy FM. Let us know. It's supposed to be smaller, obviously.
It is small. They only got two parks, I believe, compared to the other. Have you been to Disney World California, the original Disney World?
No, I didn't know there was an original Disney
World. You've not done any research for this episode, Lucy.
So bad.
Yes. Disney World California is excellent. And again, it's
Have you been there then?
I've been there, yes. I'm a big Disney
fan. Are you just like
down
I know, Lucy.
I'm a big Disney fan.
All
down
fluffs
at heart.
And light.
Have you got any Disney DVDs?
Of course. Well, Disney videos, not DVDs.
Oh my word! On that note, that's how old Lucy Hilton is. She's got Disney videos.
DVDs aren't that old, are they?
Yeah, at least 16 years old. But
Oh my god!
So it's nice to know, Lucy, that you are equally as old as videos.
I'm older than I'm 16.
Obviously,
older
that's
than 16.
On that note, thank you so much for joining us. And maybe right now you're in Florida, maybe you're queuing up for a ride,
if
and you're listening to
Disney
us.
If you've got any Disney experiences, let us know.
Please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And you know what? Maybe you want a ride right now. You've popped us in your ears and you're thinking, I'm going to get off this ride because I don't want to be at Disney anymore. I want to be at home. I'm sick of Disney. Maybe you were. Maybe you've planned a holiday for next year, the year after.
Maybe.
Then, you know what? Maybe you've really depressed me, actually, because it is the happiest place on earth. Though I said it. It is. It's a fun place to be.
You are so going to go and live there and be Mickey.
Oh, yeah,
and your girlfriend's going to be Minnie. And it will be your ideal world.
I think you're taking the Mickey. Thanks for being on Luke and Lucy FM and listening to us this week. Please check out previous episodes. audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM or just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. We're back with episode 36 next week. Lucy, do you want to leave us with a Disney song of yours? One of your favourite ones?
Popping into my head right now.
What about a Mary Poppins
song?
How
about you? You're the Disney expert.
Super quadrifragilistic expiale. I can't
remember this. That was terrible.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.